Hello, welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. Thank you for tuning in. Very appreciative towards you, my listeners. I want to plead with you to go download the Eastern Sierra Now app. It has the news. It has a much more material than I cover on this program. And now on to the news. But first, let's hear from our lovely sponsor.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click, that goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Thank you, High Point Cellar and Astorga's Mexican Grill. If you didn't sponsor the news, I wouldn't be here. And I like being here doing the news for the Eastern Sierra. So on to that news, it looks like Coyote Flat and White Mountain Roads are finally open. Access to Coyote Flat is now open via from Bishop 7S 10 and Big Pine 32E303/9S19, both those roads. Recently, heavy gullied sections of Coyote Flat have been filled with rock and gravel to make the road passable for high clearance four-wheel drive vehicles. So if you're planning on going up to Coyote Flat in a Prius, I would rethink that, maybe borrow your friend's truck. White Mountain Road and White Mountain Trailhead are now open. They were closed due to the large snowdrifts and those have apparently melted away. The road from White Mountain Road to Patriarch Grove is open to foot traffic, but not cars. It is still impassable to motorized vehicles. I, for one, am definitely going to venture up to White Mountain and snag my first 14er. Yeah, let's go. On to other news. Caltrans traffic advisory. If you've been on 395 lately, you know that there's a lot of traffic right now caused by the construction. In Eastern Kern County, Mojave Bypass paving operation. The following ramps will be intermittently closed. The on-ramp at exit 165. The off and on-ramps at the junction of State Route 14. The off and on-ramps at exit 172. The work is going to go from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., big surprise, and Friday from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Drivers may experience short delays, but it doesn't have that default 20-minute wait as they've been prescribing lately. The Olancha Cartago project, I was just stuck in this. It wasn't that bad. Traffic speeds are reduced to 45 miles per hour from north of Cartago to Willow Dip and Ash Creek Bridge. In Bono County, the Bridgeport emergency work on 395 between Buckeye Road and Twin Lakes Road, they are still prescribing a 20-minute delay for that area. The Topaz Lake Emergency Repair Project. It's on 395, approximately 1.9 miles of the Nevada state line. It's a 0.5-mile stretch, and they are also prescribing a 20-minute delay. State Route 182 utility work. It's on Masonic Road, approximately 5 miles north. There will be utility work on Wednesday, 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. It should be about a 10-minute delay, Caltrans says. The Cemetery CAPM on US 395 between Cemetery Road and State Route 167. They are saying that that's going to be a 20-minute delay as well. The Conway Ranch Shoulders Project on 395 between State Route 167 and north of Conway Ranch Road near Moto City. Crews are widening the shoulders, and they also are prescribing a 20-minute delay. Bluesapalooza on State Road 203 at the intersection of Lake Mary Road and Minaret Road in the town of Mammoth Lakes. There are going to be detours available, but that'll be 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, August 1 through Sunday, August 4th. So look for that. That's going to be a big festival in Mammoth. I'm planning on going. That looks awesome. Virginia Creek Benton Chip Seal Project. The start day on this project has been delayed until Monday, August 14th. Crews will apply asphalt, rubber, binder, aggregate, chip seal to the existing pavement on two highways. That's US 395, State Route 270, Bodie Road, and State Route 182 in Bridgeport. State Route 120 from Benton Hot Springs to US 6 in Benton. And that's your traffic report today from Eastern Sierra Now. And last but not least, Mammoth Lakes Recreation this week. There's a fair bit going on in Mammoth. There's a free swim Sunday at Whitmore Pool this Sunday, July 30th. The annual beach volleyball tournament at Shady Rest Park, Saturday, July 29th. And the first session of drop-in water polo at Whitmore Pool, Thursday evening, July 27th. That's already passed at 6:45 p.m. I hope you made it there, though. There's summer camps. You can check out the flyers on the website or register online or call the recreation team at 760-965-3690. We have the links to these on Eastern Sierra Now, so go ahead and visit there and click on the link that says Mammoth Lakes Recreation this week. Community recreation. So there's going to be a kids fishing festival from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday on the 29th. At the Snow Creek Resort, the event is free for kids 14 and under, and rods and reels are provided. That's incredible. Do not miss that. There's an annual MLFD Firefighters Picnic at Shady Rest Park this Sunday on July 30. All right, a few other things here. There's a Crowley Lake Fun Run on Sunday, September 24th. Then there's registration for AYSO Fall Soccer U5 and U6, that's under 5 and under 6, and closes on August 26th. And the Eastern Sierra Interpretive Association offers year-round interpretive walks, hikes, and talks. This summer's offerings include Mono Lake Bird Walks, Panum Crater Tours, Wildflower Walks, and Summer Evening Naturalist Talks. For more information, the link is on Eastern Sierra Now. Mammoth Youth Hockey registration is open for the 23-24 season. Register before August 15th and receive a 10% early bird discount. All right, awesome. All righty then. That's all I have for you at Eastern Sierra Now News. We did the weather yesterday. Not much has changed. It's going to be a little cooler in Bishop, though. I want to encourage you to go download the Eastern Sierra Now app because there's so much more there. There's more events from what I just covered in Mammoth, for instance. Thank you for tuning in. I love it. We'll be back Monday after this awesome weekend. Byron out.